Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. We are joined by Steve Weeks, the Newton Boys Cross Country Coach. And they had the Cross Country qualifying meet earlier this week, and Cooper Lenz made it, Steve. So congratulations to him and you. Kind of describe how his race went.
He ran a fantastic race. We just kind of knew by looking at all the times of the 13 schools that were there that what he had run early in the year, he would be in good position. So I basically said, like, hey, we're not going to focus on splits. We're not going to focus on times, because you can run a fantastic race, but if your goal is to qualify, like, you just got to be in that top 15 as an individual. So we just kind of focus on making sure that he was running with that top group. And as he went by, we just kind of always told him what position he was in, so he would know to make sure people would not pass him.
So at what point did you know that he was going to make it? Was it towards the end, or did you say, well, halfway through that he looked pretty good? Or
at the 2 mile mark, I was getting a little optimistic. At that point, Javen Dolan, one of my senior captains, was running with him as well. But that's about part of the race that he got himself into a position where he wasn't able to maintain that. So unfortunately, he fell from there. Kind of overcoming things over his summer, but Cooper was able to maintain that position. So when I saw him again, I saw him about 250 meters before the finish, and there I was pretty optimistic at that point. He was about 13th place, so it's still a little nerve-wracking, but I was checking my phone for results, and I saw him cross the finish line in 11th place. So not only did he maintain that, he sniped a few people at the end there to improve his time.
That was good. That's tough competition. You had Pella there and some real strong teams to run against.
Very much so. We were looking at the results, and we could tell that Pella is, of course, Pella. They're a fantastic program this year. But from second place all the way down to eighth place, a lot of us are very similar. And if individuals have a plus minus of 30 seconds in a race, it could really make or break things. So we knew that, like, we could fall anywhere between, like, third and eighth, and like, you could qualify, but you also could play or finish in eighth and still have a fantastic race. Still, like, that was just goes to the quality of the programs that were at Pella this past week.
So you go back to Fort Dodge. He's ran there before. How does he do at Fort Dodge?
Great. He's actually broken into the 16th earlier this year at Fort Dodge, ran the 16th again this week. So we're familiar with the place. He's done it before. Since Newton has a regular season meet there, he said that was kind of exciting to get more familiar with Fort Dodge, knowing that state was a goal that he wanted to return to. So it was kind of nice to have that familiarity.
Well, we wish him luck there at the state meets. And what are you kind of working with him on now? It's this late in the season.
This late in the season, you can work on some sprint work, but like, hacking a bunch of miles in at this point isn't going to do too much. Right now, everything is done in the margins, just a little bit of here and there, and finishing speed and passing and getting those quick bursts to, to sometimes put a person behind you and establish your position.
So talk about some of the other runners that were up at the qualifying meet. They put in some pretty decent times as well. And I know you guys had to overcome some injuries this year, including a band injury, which is kind of unique. But
yes, it was very much so.
Talk about that stuff.
The one you're talking about right there, I got some fresh recruits, the freshman class, the Schaefer twins. It was great to have them. Unfortunately, I talked them into cross country, and then one of them gets injured. But I had to like remind them, like, hey, but it wasn't a running injury. So that was definitely a unique thing that we haven't had to deal with before. But they have been running fantastic this year. Other things, I want to point out my two senior captains, Javen Dolan, Christian Bookley. As I said before, Javen kind of had that kind of rough finish at the very end of the year, but he actually was dealing with some stuff over the summer, so he couldn't start his training as early as everyone else. Christian Bookley, he was truly a fantastic story as a senior, kind of seeing him get that confidence and not only feeling like, hey, do I belong in the top half? Like, I can beat some of my teammates in the top half, and to watch him really his time a whole bunch, that was fantastic. Other seniors, Steve, a lot of great stuff. Talon Curry, Kerry Sanger actually finished off his JV career with another personal record and just continued to keep dropping his time. So it's always great seeing guys do all that fantastic stuff. And of course, I want to take a moment to thank two other seniors, my managers. It's always great getting managers as a country coach. So to get Gentry Schwartz and Zane Munger both out there running around, helping us with timing splits, and overall just being fantastic guys, helping us out all the time, not just only meets, but also practices. So it was fantastic to have those six seniors in the program. Other race results that we saw, Lance Zabel and Levi Zabel finishing with great times, but they also suffered that they were sick for an extended period of time. And I think they both kept trying to return too early and just kind of never seemed to shake it off. They would run fantastic, but you could kind of tell it's not where they had been before slightly. And to feel good and to have that competitiveness, but then to look at the results and not have it match where you wanted to be. I understand for them how tough that is, but they ran fantastic and were great competitors. Same with the freshman class. Holy cow, I've got a lot of freshman guys. As I mentioned, I got the Schaefer twins. I've got up on varsity. I got Drew Lamont, David Wickett, and Parker Kennedy. Three guys. I knew I'd be getting Drew, but the other two, I didn't know I'd be getting them across country until the first day of practice. They're just kind of showed up at the doorstep. I'm like, all right, let's go. And it was great to watch them develop that first year and all three crack into varsity multiple times, scoring positions even. So it's a lot of great stuff going on. Those are the ones that just roll off the top of my head right there.
Well, sounds like you got some good runners to build a program on. You feel a program's kind of on an upward trajectory?
Sometimes within the community, if people identify a sport as having success, it tends to get more people. And that's kind of what I've been trying to build here at Newton, let people know that like football is the only winning program, which I get. Like, there's a rich history of football in this town. I, having grown up here, I definitely understand it and I support it fully. It's just I kind of want to reach out to a lot of those athletes who aren't in football, like say, hey, cross country is not only a good alternative to train for all those other sports, but like we are so close to getting all those pieces put together to where Newton is well known year in and year out as a running town. So it's just kind of getting those kids to come out and be a part of something. I think they would be surprised how successful they would be, even though they think they don't like running. In fact, most runners say they don't like running, but we're competitors, we're good teammates, and those are the ones that really kind of get us working together, and then they're surprised on what they can accomplish.
As I mentioned before, a passion that you have, that's got to transcend itself over to these athletes. And we wish you good luck and success. We wish Cooper Lenz best of luck at the state meet as well. And appreciate you spending time with us throughout the season.
Well, once again, thank you as always for having me.
All right, we've been talking to Newton head cross country coach for the boys, Steve Weeks, on our Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee.